The first step is choosing one behavior or even one part of a behavior. A lot of the women at the events I do are telling me that they identify with between 5 and 9 of these behaviors and that say, you know, I can't even imagine where to start. You start with one thing, and it doesn't matter that much where you start. You want to make it very manageable. Say, for example, in the too much behavior that we talked about earlier, you decide you want to try to become more concise. Don't try to change your whole communication style overnight. Instead, say, okay, I've got a monthly meeting that's kind of high stakes, and a couple times I've gotten some feedback or else I've noticed that I'm losing the attention when I make a presentation, when I say my piece. I am going to begin doing some prep work beforehand so that I can be as concise and crisp as possible in that meeting. So you're really starting, you know, I'm going to cut any preamble. I'm going to edit what I say in advance in a way that I haven't necessarily done before, because I'm going to focus on being more concise in that one meeting rather than changing my communication style, letting go of perfectionism, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to start there. So once you've made that decision on one part of one behavior that you're going to work on for the next month or the next 6 weeks or whatever that period of time is, the most important thing, and I think the message of how women rise, if I had to say what is the most important message here, is this: do not try to do it alone. Enlist help from other people. It's really important to engage others in the work of addressing your own behaviors. And it's part of that enlisting allies in your career and as you build your career, but you can enlist allies to help you practice behaviors that will serve you better. Let's take that example again about, you know, I'm going to be more concise in this meeting. Before you go into that meeting, you could say to somebody, now look, I'm working hard to be more concise in how I present. Could you watch and see how I do and give me some feedback afterwards? Or you could go to someone else, and these are not mutually exclusive. The more the merrier here. You go to somebody else and say, I notice you're really very crisp in how you present. What do you do? Do you have a method of preparation? I'm trying to get better at it myself. I thought you might have an idea of something I could change or something I could do better. So when you're bringing in people, other people to help you, you're getting feedback, you're getting fresh insights, you're getting new ideas for how to change. You're building alliances and relationships with people based on positive action going forward. But you're almost advertising the fact that you're changing. And this is really important. In organizations, we can get tagged or identified for behaviors that we actually have outgrown because we exhibited them years ago. So by enlisting people, you also advertise. And that's really, really effective. And Marshall has some wonderful research that he did with a colleague that shows that the number one predictor of people making positive behavioral change is their willingness to engage others in that process. So, you know, we all can't afford coaches, but we can bring in peer coaches who may be colleagues or even friends we trust, and get help with changing the behaviors we need to change. It's a really great approach, and it takes some of the pressure off.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.